problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
640 WGST, great day in the radio industry and a great day here. And we're here at Marco's Pizza chatting with Rick Limpert, as we do every week at this time, just a little bit after 1 o'clock on Fridays, our technology segment with Rick. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. And Rick, the NCAA tournament has been very entertaining to watch, but it is unreal to watch Kentucky. And last night, they just did what they do consistently here this season, running laps around a pretty good West Virginia team.
Yeah, it's a little change from the last few years where there was a lot of parity in college basketball. This kind of reminds me a little bit of the UNLV teams in the late 80s, early 90s, when they were pretty dominant. This Kentucky team is head and shoulders, literally and figuratively, above every other team, it looks like.
Well, a lot of eyes will be on television sets tomorrow evening, a little bit before 9 o'clock, the tip-off between top-seeded Kentucky and third-seeded in that bracket, Notre Dame. But some other interesting scores last night. Yeah, Notre Dame advancing. Pretty good Wisconsin and North Carolina game, but the tournament just does not disappoint. A couple of great games tonight, too, including Oklahoma and Michigan State. Always enjoyable to watch the big, huge, gigantic basketball tournament. So Rick joins us every Friday, talk a little technology. You can, again, follow Rick on Twitter, his handle there, Rick Roswell, also a regular contributor in the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, as well as Everything Georgia, which you can read at gafollowers.com. That's also their handle on Twitter, gafollowers. Rick, you had a big preview for the auto show in the AJC coming up.
Yeah, it ran on Monday and covered a lot of what's going on tech-wise and for attendees. We're lucky here in Atlanta, so there's auto shows all over the country. We have one of the best ones here in Atlanta each year. And so people that are fans of cars, automobiles, all different types of makes and models, they have a great opportunity this weekend. The auto show in Atlanta is fantastic.
Well, the convention business itself is some $12 billion annually into this economy here. And, yeah, we're a great beneficiary of having these wonderful events to attend. Give us a little snapshot of some of what's to come here at the auto show.
Well, some good tech. We'll look at that going on at the auto show. And I know, Sully, you're always talking about the late model car you always drive. Maybe in the near future you'd be interested in the new Dodge Ram Rebel. It's the new tricked-out half-ton pickup, the Dodge Ram, one of the most popular pickups, of course. Cosmetic changes, a 5.7 V8. Hemi in it. It's a beautiful vehicle. It's coming out very soon. They're going to have one at the show for people to look at.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I mean, like, I'm content with the 05 Civic. It's doing me okay. But, yes, I am due for an upgrade very soon. I don't know if I'm going to go that big. I don't know if I need all of that stuff, but it's fun to think about. If I lived up in New Hampshire where it snows all the time and I was in construction, maybe I'd get that.
I could see you tooling around Buckhead, Sully, in that Dodge Ram Rebel with that 8-speed automatic transmission in it. It'll be something to see.
Actually, pretty affordable, too. This thing is in the mid-30s, right?
That's what they're saying. It hasn't been officially released yet. It's not officially out. Talk to your local dealer reps and see what they say, but really nice-looking, real solid pickup coming out, that Rebel.
Rick Limpert is with us. His preview for the auto show was in the AJC earlier this week. Tell us a little bit about UConnect Radio.
Yeah, this is something where a lot of the vehicles are going with the connected cars, so your personal internet radio will be available in the cars, but then also, AM, FM stations. And what's great, Sully, for people like you is when you have listeners maybe that are out of town, they can go right through the iHeartRadio app in their car and listen to you each day through, projects like UConnect Radio. So cars are being connected, and you'll never be able to give an excuse that you're out of town so you miss an episode of the Sully Show now with the way cars are going.
Well, that shows your skill and dedication to WGST by getting the plug in for that. I sure do appreciate it. It is fascinating, Rick, to think of just how far we have come here in the last 10 to 15 years in terms of technology related to what we can consume in our cars audio-wise. It's just awesome.
Yeah, you guys at the radio stations were a little nervous that thinking people were going to go, just plug in their iPods and listen to music. But these connected car systems now allow AM, FM radio, and since you're available on apps, people all over the world can listen to stations like WGS. I think it's really good for the whole industry as a whole.
Rick Limpert is with us every week, just a little bit after 1 o'clock, his technology segment. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. You can keep up with him on his website, too. His site is ricklimpert.info, talking a little bit about the auto show and some things coming to the automobile industry. Talk a little bit about the concept cars here that you've seen.
Yeah, one of the most popular sections at auto shows are the concept cars. Now, these are the pre-production or cars that, you know, may or may not come out. So this year we're going to have a Buick convertible. So you never thought you'd see those two words next to each other, Buick and convertible. Plug-ins are really big. And Mercedes, since they're bringing their corporate headquarters to Atlanta, they're going to have a big presence at the show as well. They have a new AMG GT that's going to be there. So have fun, look at the concept cars, and kind of get a glimpse into the future a little bit.
What's your gut on the electric car, the plug-in, so to speak? Do you think that it's going to take a little bit more time for it to really catch on? I know that there's some plug-in stations at various malls and other locations around Atlanta, but it just seems like we're not as excited about it as perhaps other cities are.
Well, I think pockets are excited about it. And I think I like the slow build with this, Sully. If it really, you know, everybody was forced to change to something like this, there'd be a lot of resistance. But I like they're kind of working out the kinks a little bit. They're kind of ramping it up. I see nothing but growth in these electric and plug-in cars. So I like the slow build, and I like kind of the way it's going with them.
Rick Limpert with us, 640 WGST, The Sully Show. Ford Motors looking ahead.
Yeah, no company really embraced technology quicker in the auto industry than Ford, and they're having a big presence at the show. And another nice thing about it, they partner with colleges and universities a lot of times to get the students there to help them develop products. And they have one with a Georgia Tech team that has developed an app called Parking Spotter. This is going to be debuting at the show. And it basically, your car has sensors in it. Some cars already have them in, some will have them put in. With sonar and radar, believe it or not, and it will these sensors will allow you to know where open parking spots are in a downtown area or in a mall, that type of thing. So you'll be able to save gas, save time, and know where the parking spots are open. This is a development with Ford and Georgia Tech partnership.
We have to find a way to figure out when the Park Atlanta enforcement is coming over to those parking spaces, too. We need that in that app.
So that would really make the app take off. I mean, I would be fully on board with that immediately.
Interesting stuff for sure. Chatting with Rick Limpert here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Tell us a little bit about Camp Jeep.
Yeah, outside the convention center, Camp Jeep is going to have their little mini mountain set up where you can test drive some of the Jeep vehicles over this little mountain. It's open certain times. You can experience off-road riding in Jeep vehicles, their suspension, how well they handle, and Jeep has a really nice exhibit that's going to be at the show you can try for free.
No flying cars yet, though, are there?
Yeah, George Jetson is not making an appearance at the show, I don't think, this year, Sully, but after the connected cars and the plug-in cars, I think we're going with the airborne cars. I think that's the next step.
I'm lobbying for some zip lines, too. I think zip lining would be a good commute option in our city. You know, I mean, we could get one on the top of Stone Mountain and get people to downtown Atlanta probably in about 15 minutes on those zip lines, don't you think?
Could you see a Buckhead businessman carrying a briefcase probably going down a zip line down Peachtree? That would be priceless.
I think with the way the traffic is getting around here, we're going to be considering these options very seriously very soon, don't you?
Yeah, and that's something that we'll look for at the show, how these companies are looking to fend off the traffic problems. Every morning, you know, I turn on the news, so there's a traffic incident somewhere in town. That's really, I think, a point of emphasis that we really got to work on. Safer drivers and, you know, knowing how to get around the traffic mess.
And apps that can find parking spaces for us, too. Some of the great things that you can look for at the auto show. Be sure to check out Rick's new sports travel book. It's called The Fam Trip Field Guide. It is available in the Kindle store and on Amazon.com. Also get it in paperback from thebookpatch.com. Be sure to follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. And Rick, thanks again for being with us. As always, hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sully. Save a piece of pizza for me.
That's Rick Limpert talking, of course, about Marco's Pizza, where our broadcast is coming from today. We're back after this on Talk Radio 640 WGST.